CDC.
Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the month of March. Boy, is it going to be concentrated in what it's focused on for all of us, and that is going to be in the sign of Aries. So when we think about Aries, this is a sign that initiates action. It leads the way forward. And you may know or may not know, but Mars, which rules Aries, has been retrograde for a few months. And so that went direct on February 23rd. And so Mars is moving forward, and now we're going to have all this energy getting super active in Aries. So what is going on? Venus in Aries is going to retrograde from the 1st through the 27th, taking us back through this initiatory active arena over love or money-making opportunities or about beauty or pleasure, and say it's time to go back and do something that didn't get done, or we don't like the way it got done, or maybe we want a second shot at something in one of those areas. And so we might slow down a bit in the forward movement with the Venus themes here to get a second chance at figuring something out. Mercury is going to enter Aries on the 3rd, and so it is taking us forward up through the 15th, the 3rd through the 15th of March, getting us into conversations, getting us into interviews or auditions, getting us into meetings. It might initiate more short trips or local activities that are Aries themed. It might be that we are, you know, doing more writing or focusing on sales or involving siblings or neighbors or moves or our vehicles or electronics. There's a lot that comes on board with Mercury. And so really taking the lead, making things happen, going for it. And in Aries, it's about what we want. It's very egocentric. It's about, you know, can I do something that forwards my desires, my passions? Can I be proactive physically? Can I focus on my body, my image, my brand, my name, my title? What is, you know, think me, me, me in March. I'm sorry. That's just the way it's going to be for everybody. And so Mercury here helps us get into those talks and meetings, et cetera. So from the 3rd to the 15th, that's taking us forward. Then Mercury retrogrades in this territory. And so we now start backing over. We're in do-over mode. So we've got Venus retrograde here. Now we've got Mercury retrograde here. Mercury will retrograde here from the 15th through the 29th in Aries and then backs into Pisces. We'll talk about that in a minute. So during the retrograde phase, again, do-over. What do I need to go back and get right? What do I need to take a break from? What do I need to reassess, rework in those arenas that are personal, that are about us in some way and what we're initiating? So we've got Venus and Mercury sometimes forward, most of the time in retrograde in the month of March in Aries. Then on the 20th, the Sun moves into Aries, and the Sun will put a spotlight on this territory for 30 days. So this is like lighting us up and really saying, hey, you know, get out there and shine, okay? I know it sounds silly, but that is really what it is. You know, make the most of the fact that there is this spotlight on you and your desires and what you're trying to make happen. Get in there physically. Be proactive. Promote yourself. Pursue your interests. By the 29th, we have a new moon solar eclipse in Aries. This is going to occur at 6:58 a.m. Eastern, and it's at 9 degrees of Aries. So it's in the first decan of Aries, very double Aries energy, very powerful new beginning. And so for 2 weeks, we have this cosmic boost that helps propel us forward even more and says, you know, can you start something brand new involving how you're physically active in a certain area of life or what's going on with your body or what you want to do with your image or brand or name or title or your desires and passions about something that you really want to get into. So can you start something new there? Or can you take what you're doing already and move it forward with this momentum, really start a new chapter, take a new direction, add something to it? And so, again, by the time you get up, most of us, on the 29th, this is in motion, and it has 2 weeks of propulsion behind it. And then it really will color the next 6 months of our life. So really thinking about what you would like to do there. And then really big news, the very next day, on the 30th, Neptune is going to move into Aries. First time in, you know, decades and decades since we've had Neptune in Aries. And so Neptune will be moving through Aries from the 30th of March until July 4th, at which point it will retrograde, staying in Aries, okay? And then it will be backing up through Aries until October 22nd. So in all, we'll have it there from March 30th to October 22nd, okay? And really starting to feel what this energy combination is going to be about. So, you know, Neptune is very opposite, you know, the Aries energy. Neptune is very dreamy and surreal and imaginative and inspiring. And it's about, you know, the magic in life. It's about the artistic things we get involved in, music and film and painting and poetry. It's about our romantic life. It's about fantasy. It's about past lives. It's about our spirituality, so our prayer and meditation and yoga, our connection to the divine. It's about signs that we get from across the veil and our dreams. On the challenging side, it can be about secrets or deceptions or addictions or boundary issues. It also rules institutions, and it rules research and development. And so all of a sudden, it's coming out of its own sign, which has been this womb that we've all been in with Neptune since 2011. As these things have developed behind the scenes, as we've submerged ourselves in that very deep energy field. And it is now going to be going into Aries, where it's like, okay, time to do something. We're going to be fired up. It's going to be, you know, a lot of passion or maybe fighting spirit or anger, because that can show up sometimes, but motivation to get in there and initiate things. And also, you know, where it's been in Pisces, it has been in kind of a cloistered, hidden arena, and now it comes out into the light of day, and it finds itself with the sun shining, spotlighting it during its initial phase in. And it finds itself within a new moon solar eclipse and with Mercury and Venus reworking some things there. So it is going to be incredibly crazy when this all comes together and we're moving through it. So definitely, as I go through the signs, think about the area of life that's going to be impacting you, because almost all of March is going to be focused there. Now, we also, in this month, on the 14th, we'll have our full moon, and that's in Virgo. And so we can be reaching a culminating point with our work or our health or our animals. Also could be something that's reaching a peak with paperwork or hired help or coworkers. And so at a full moon, we're kind of wrapping some things up and marking any endings that we've been striving to complete. Or we are achieving and succeeding and celebrating and reaching those high points or those breakthroughs. So it's all about how the energy is culminating one way or the other in your life. And it will be about the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help. And then finally, like I noted above, Venus will exit Aries on the 27th and continue her retrograde. The rest of her retrograde will be in Pisces. And so from the 27th until April 12th, we will be going back into that realm of artistry and romance and spirituality or research and institutions with our love interests or our money-making interests or with our beauty or pleasure interests that are playing out there and our do-over, you know. Do we go back to something past? Do we let go of something? Do we rework a current situation and finesse it and get it right in those realms? And so that kicks in the last few days of the month. So that is our overview. So let's take a look at what we have here on the board. Obviously, Aries, the first sign, is going to really repeat a lot of what I've just said because you're in the first position here. And it really is all about you, Aries. There has never been a month like this that I can remember with so much power here. Not only a double do-over in your sign with personal planetary energy, but an eclipse and Neptune coming into your sign. So, wow, wow, wow. So, you know, Aries, make it about you. Don't shy away from it. If you need to focus on something going on in your body, if you need to show up physically and get involved in something that you feel passionate about, if you need to fight for something, obviously carefully and nicely, but, you know, if you need to stand up for something, maybe is a better way to say it. If you need to focus on, you know, something going on with your name or your title or your brand or your image or your identity, you know, then this is your month, you know. So Venus retrogrades here from the 1st through the 27th. You want to assess, do I need to go back to the past and rework something or refinesce something or rethink something or let something go having to do with beauty? You know, do you want to go back to an old makeup regime, hairstyle, wardrobe, something beautiful about you, you know? Or were you involved in beauty work, you know, as an example? Or it's time to go back and reconnect with love in some way. So maybe a past lover will return. Maybe you'll return to somebody and either get better closure or rekindle something, you know? Is there something about making money that you're ready to rework, reassess something with your brand, your image, or how you're being involved there, you know? So definitely giving you a big bulk of the month to get in there and figure something out. By the 3rd, Mercury enters your sign. And so the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the offers, the decisions are about you. You're front and center. There's going to be a lot more activity around that for you. But also you can kind of forward your interest during this time through sitting down and talking with somebody, writing the note, picking up the phone, whatever. So keep in mind it's taking you forward from the 3rd through the 15th and then retrogrades from the 15th until the 29th. So, you know, moving forward and then back into do-over. Go back, reevaluate something, connect with somebody in the past, send the email a second time, whatever. And then by the 20th, the sun moves into your sign, Aries, puts a spotlight on you. You're going to be standing out in a big way over the next 30 days, a lot of attention on you, and a really good time to promote your interests, to pursue what it is you want. I know this is kind of a similar theme, but you do have an edge with the sun spotlighting you in this way. So, you know, get very vigorous and vital life energy pouring through you, and it should really help you go for what you want. By the 29th, that new moon solar eclipse is in your sign. So you guys are being propelled 3 times more powerfully than in a normal new moon to launch yourself into something new or to launch yourself into something you're currently. So that new moon solar eclipse, Aries, really giving you that 2 weeks of really escalated potential to launch yourself physically into something or put your brand out there, your name, your image, your title, your identity in some new way, or helping you get the ball rolling with something you're already involved in. So really powerful. And then on the 30th, this is something you've never experienced before. Neptune is going to move into your sign. So, you know, Aries, it's going to really add a different depth to what's going on with you personally, what's going on with you physically. You kind of enter this this energy that can impact you with more inspiration, with more artistry, with more spirituality, with more romance, perhaps pushing you in a direction that has some fate or destiny or past life influence to it. You also might find that you're ready to work within an institution of some sort for a hospital or a spa or a retreat, or you may put yourself in there for some kind of procedure during this time. Also, you may find that research really benefits you over the course of this. So this is a very surreal, mysterious, magical energy coming into your sign, which is very front and center, taking charge, leading the way, and making things happen. So it's going to be quite an interesting period. You'll have this energy taking you forward up through July 4th and then retrograde from July 4th to October 22nd, and then it moves out of your sign for a little while. So definitely giving you a preview this year during that time frame. We have the full moon on the 14th bringing some kind of peak experience for you with work or health or animals, so you might be wrapping something up or marking an ending, or you might be celebrating or achieving something there. This could also be peak experiences with a coworker, hired help, or paperwork at that time. And then finally, Venus retrogrades into Pisces on the 27th. So Aries, from the 27th until April 12th, you're kind of in do-over mode with love or money having to do with institutions or research and development or this artistic or romantic or spiritual pursuit you're involved in. So you kind of go back and reassess or take a break or rework something during that time. So pay attention to what's coming on board then. For Taurus, all this energy in Aries that's going to take hold this month, really about establishing you personally, you physically, you getting in there and going for what you want. And it's all happening in the 12th house for you guys. So, you know, this means that you can see a lot going on that you are involved in with film or music or painting or poetry, or a lot you're involved in spiritually with prayer, meditation, yoga, or a lot you get involved in romantically. Maybe there'll be some romantic getaways or a romantic tryst that kicks in during this time. It also can be that you spend this time trying to do something for your body about a bad habit or addiction, or you try to deal with something that's impacting you personally through a secret or deception. It also, for Taurus, could be that you are more involved with an institution during this month, or there's more research you're doing for yourself, something personal that you're trying to figure out. So those are the arenas, okay, and these are the energies that are going to be impacting them. Venus is going to retrograde here from the 1st through the 27th, taking you back in one or more of those areas I just listed to reassess something about love or money, or reassess something about beauty or pleasure. So maybe you'll go to an institution to have a beauty procedure. Maybe you'll visit a loved one at a hospital. Maybe you'll, you know, find out that you could make money with your arts or at this institution. As examples, you're going back to pick something back up from the past or revisit it or rework it or release it there. Then Mercury moves in on the 3rd and will be there until the 29th. Okay, so when it comes to the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research arenas, Mercury's now here to help you get into talks, to get into meetings, to focus on sales or writing or offers or agreements or decisions in those areas. Mercury will quicken the pace, right? And from the 3rd until the 15th, it's taking you forward in all of this. And then on the 15th, it retrogrades through the 29th year. And so, you know, you go into do-over mode with Mercury as well. You know, do you need to go back and talk to somebody? Is there old news or an old idea that you need to pick back up on? Or, you know, do you need to let something go? All right, Taurus, so you have all this, you know, do-over energy playing out in your 12th house of art and spirituality and romance and institutions and research. So on the 20th, the sun moves into this territory. Now, the sun is going to illuminate these arenas for the next 30 days, and it really puts you front and center now in these stories. So you are showing up and you're getting involved. You're at the film. You're making the music. You're at the concert. You're in the hospital or at the spa. You're, you know, in the spiritual practices, or maybe you're having more romantic getaways. So it really helps you get into the story, and it's also good for pursuing your interests while you're kind of standing out in those arenas. And then by the 29th, we have that new moon solar eclipse in the same territory. So the universe really wants you to get focused on this stuff, and this is giving you 2 weeks of a very powerful boost forward that can help you start something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward in those areas. And the eclipse part makes it so much stronger, but it also can help you eclipse anything that's blocking that forward momentum as part of the new start. So again, you know, the arts, the romance, the spirituality, the institutions, the research and development. And finally, on the 30th, the very next day, so the new moon solar eclipse is in play for those 2 weeks, on the 29th, and then on the 30th, Neptune moves into the same territory. So Neptune is entering this zone for the first time in 164 years. It's a really big deal, and, you know, it is going to start to bring the magic, the inspiration, the otherworldly side, maybe some karmic flow for you guys. And for Taurus, out of all the signs, this is going to be enhancing the house of Neptune anyway. So it's a very strong period. It is going to be there till October 22nd this year, and then next year it's going to come back and stay for many, many, many years. So you're going to see what this is going to feel like for you. Now, we also have a full moon lunar eclipse on the 14th, and so a very powerful ending or a wrap-up of something you've been working on or something coming through, achievements, celebrations. It's all about how the energy is peaking at its height. For Taurus, this is about a kid or children in general. It's about your love life or a lover. It's about something recreational or something creative that you're involved in. And then finally, on the 27th and 29th, you know, Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde are backing into Pisces, so we end the last few days of the month with the do-over moving to that territory. So for Taurus, this is going to be focusing on old friends and groups and things you did online and do-overs in those areas with current events or going back and running into the past through those realms. Now, for Gemini, all of this energy pouring into Aries is social for you guys big time. March is just going to be crazy for you guys when it comes to what's going on with friends, what's going on with associates, what you're doing with groups, what you're doing online or with charities, astrology, science, any parties, events, or gatherings, anything with your own aspirations or original projects. March is the month that puts you front and center here. So on the 1st, Venus retrogrades and will be taking you back in her do-over through those realms until the 27th. So you might be, you know, in those scenarios and revisiting an old love interest or an old income opportunity or something with beauty or pleasure. So definitely the pleasure part with friends, it makes sense. Maybe you'll go back to an old income opportunity online. So you're just kind of watching what's happening there. And Mercury is going to move into this territory on the 3rd through the 29th, but retrograde on the 15th. So you're in forward motion. Mercury definitely helps you hear from these friends or groups or get into talks or interviews online or, you know, or meet with people or, you know, focus on the writing, the sales, the short trips, the local activities that are in these social and online and aspirational realms for you. So you have forward motion up through the 15th, and then it retrogrades, and then you're into do-over mode with that as well. And so, you know, hearing from old friends or going back to the old internet project or slowing down, taking a break from any of this stuff as you reassess is all part of the process. By the 20th, the sun moves into this territory, puts a spotlight on you here, Gemini. So for 30 days, I mean, you're front and center with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, or what you're doing with your own aspirations. And so it is a time to promote yourself, pursue your interests, and shine. So you want to make the most of that. And then on the 29th, we have a new moon solar eclipse in this territory. So Gemini, two solid weeks of this big cosmic boost forward. It is definitely a time to launch you into brand new opportunities in these realms or to take what you're already doing and move it into some new direction or some new chapter. If you need to eclipse out anything that is blocking this forward progression, it can help with that, but the focus is on the new, the next chapter, the new level. And so again, friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, your own aspirations, or your original projects. And then by the 30th, the very next day, Neptune moves into this territory for the first time since 1861. And so, you know, this is a major new trend for all of us. No one has experienced it before. And so Neptune brings the spiritual, the romantic, the artistic. And so, you know, maybe you'll make more spiritual friends. Maybe there will be a romance that blossoms at a party or event you go to. Maybe you'll get more artistic friends or join more artistic online, you know, groups or pages, you know, or maybe you'll be doing that. Neptune also is about research and development, and it is also about institutions. So maybe there'll be more going on with your aspirations or your freedoms or your socializing or online pursuits in these realms as well. So you're going to have it there until October 22nd. It's going to give us a preview this year to see what this is about. So pay attention to what's coming on board at the end of the month. And then Gemini, we have that full moon lunar eclipse on the 14th, bringing some kind of major culmination at home with a real estate deal or move or renovation or something going on with family, parents, roommates. So big climactic celebrations, achievements, endings, wrapping up of things, you know, whatever is culminating for you there. And then, you know, at the end of the month, 27th and 29th, we have Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde backing into Pisces. So the rest of those retrogrades for Gemini will be focused on your do-over about your career, your status, your fame, your big personal goals, or anything with higher-up people, like, you know, revisiting things with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor. So, again, you could take a break from this for the next few weeks, or you could be going back and picking back up on things past, or you could be reworking the current and fine-tuning it so you start to move into that territory at the end of the month. All right, so for Cancer, you know, all this Aries energy, it's, you know, reinvigorating you, getting you kind of front and center with your career, with your status, with your fame, or it with personal goals. You know, you don't want to focus on career, focus on your own life goals. What do you want to achieve? It can be a very ambitious month for the Cancers. Also, you know, putting that focus on what you might be doing with a parent, a boss, a judge, director, producer, teacher, mentor, you name it, if they're higher up, you could go for it this month. So, you know, there's going to be the personal planetary energies retrograding here, Venus and Mercury, so you'll be in do-over mode for some of this. So let's look at that. Venus retrogrades here on the 1st and will be retrograde in this territory through the 27th. So you might be going back and revisiting something about your income in these realms or love or beauty or pleasure, you know, and seeing what you can rework, release, rekindle there. And then Mercury, it's two-parters, so it's going to move into this territory on the 3rd, but it'll be in forward motion until the 15th. So helping you get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about your career, about your personal goals with these higher-up people. So definitely make the most of that. And then from the 15th through the 29th, Mercury retrogrades. We'll be joining Venus in her retrograde there, double do-over, you know. So hearing from people from the past, going back over past ideas, taking a break, slowing down, reassessing. What do you really want? Are your life goals still the same life goals you had before, or are they evolving in some way? Are you happy with the career? Is there something that needs to shift in some way with one of these higher-up people? So this period is going to allow you to figure some of that out. On the 20th, the sun moves into this territory. Cancer, it puts a spotlight on you at the top of the chart for a whole month. So, you know, you can stand out as you're pursuing your goals. You can have the in the career front with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, with your reputation, your fame, your status, you know. And it's a time when you're really kind of getting in there physically and going for this, or you are, you know, tying in your name, your brand, your image, or you are making it more personal, and you can pursue these personal interests here or promote yourself with more edge during this time. Now, the new moon solar eclipse on the 29th, incredibly powerful, helping you eclipse out anything that is blocking or past this new beginning that is really getting its start now. And so for the next 2 weeks, you have this incredible momentum behind you to start new things or to take what you're already doing and move it forward into the new direction or new chapter. So definitely, again, be proactive about those goals, the career, the status, the fame, the reputation, or these authority figures. And then finally, in this territory, Neptune moves in here for the first time in all of our lifetimes, and it is going to be here this year up until October 22nd. It'll come back next year, and it's going to stay for many years. So, you know, Cancer, Neptune coming into your career now, Neptune coming into your life goals, Neptune coming into what's going on with these authority figures. It is a magical, mystical energy. It's very spiritual. It could bring the arts. It could bring karmic past life people. It could bring spirituality or romance. It could bring institutions or research and development. But it is a little, you know, can sometimes be foggy and hard to pinpoint, so you need to intuit. And you need to watch for the signs and your gut feeling about the direction you should be going. Definitely pay attention to what's happening around this day and see what clues you get. Now, there's also a full moon lunar eclipse on the 14th. So Cancer, big, you know, powerful endings or achievements or celebrations or breakthroughs as the energy climaxes. This could be really big news or a big offer, an agreement, a sale, something in writing, something about your writing, something about flirtations or a talk or meeting. Did I say that one already? I may have. It could be something really big with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move. It could also be something culminating with your vehicles or electronics. So you have a lot to choose from there. And, you know, the couple days leading up to this should bring something big to the forefront. And then, you know, the last few days of the month, Mercury and Venus are going to be retrograding out of Aries and back into Pisces. And so the 27th and the 29th onward, your do-over mode goes into the ninth house. So you'll be going back to any legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, ceremonies, religion or politics. So quite a long list there, too. You'll get signs about what that's going to be most likely for you in the last few days of the month. All right, so for Leo, all of this Aries energy where you're front and center, where you're going to be asked to be more involved and pursue what you want, are going to be about ninth house matters throughout the entire month. So this is about any legal contracts you want to get taken care of that would involve your name on the dotted line. Anything with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting that puts you front and center. Anything with higher education, whether you're teaching or you're learning something new. Anything with travel at a distance or relocation at a distance or situations you're just interested in at a distance. Anything with ceremonies, whether they're graduations or weddings or whatever. Anything with philosophy, religion, or politics. So Leo, front and center, this is going to be an important month for you. So first of all, Venus retrogrades here from the 1st through the 27th, most of the month, asking you to go back and reassess something in one of those areas pertaining to money or love or beauty or pleasure. So you're in do-over mode. Do you let something go? Do you go back to the past and rekindle something? Do you rework the current situation? By the 3rd, Mercury moves into this territory. Mercury will be taking you forward in talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions there from the 3rd through the 15th. Then Mercury retrogrades. So from the 15th through the 29th, you're going to be in do-over mode with Mercury in the same territory. So do you go back and talk to people? Do you run into past people in your local environment about these subjects? Do you pick back up on old ideas? Do you take a break and rethink something? So you're watching for the potential to shift gears in some way in these realms throughout most of the month. You do have to watch for glitches and mix-ups and miscommunications. Those things are there to slow you down enough that you ask the questions that you need to ask. By the 20th, the sun moves into this territory and will put a spotlight on you, Leo, for 30 days. You are front and center with the media, the marketing, the travel, the education, the legal, the ceremonial, the religious, the political. It's all about you being physically involved or you pursuing your interests or how your name, brand, image, title, involvement is playing out in these areas. Gives you an edge, helps you pursue what you want, so make the most of that. And by the 29th, we have the new moon solar eclipse in the same territory. Leo, giving you two extremely powerful weeks to start something new or to take what you're already doing and move it forward in a new chapter, new direction. If you need to eclipse out something that's blocking that forward momentum, it can help you do that as well. The very next day after the new moon solar eclipse starts, Neptune moves into this arena for the first time in our lifetime and will be there until October 22nd this year and then come back next year and stay many, many years. So it is definitely the beginning preview of how this is going to influence. And so, Leo, you know, this brings the spiritual, the magical, the romantic, the artistic into what you're doing with the travel, the legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political. It also can bring in institutions. It can bring in research and development. It can focus on secrets or deceptions or addictions in these realms as well. And so pay attention to what's coming on board and how you're going to start working with this new energy in this field. We also have the full moon lunar eclipse on the 14th, and so for Leo, around this time in the days building up to this, there is something climaxing with your income, purchases, products, or possessions, so you might be having major achievements, breakthroughs, and celebrations, or something is wrapping up and ending there. And then the last few days of the month, the 27th and the 29th, we have Venus and Mercury retrograde out of that territory and into Pisces. And so for Leo, your do-over then goes into the realm of loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, or any other kind of financial resource. Or it goes into the realm of sexuality, reproduction, divorce, mortality, or third-party situations, or even realms of empowerment or power struggles. And so you're revisiting things there to figure out what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. All right, so for Virgo, wow, what a powerful month March is because this is your eighth house, all of this energy playing out. So either this month is incredibly important for you guys when it comes to loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or any other kind of financial resource, or it's a very powerful month for you sexually, reproductively, with a divorce, with birth, death, a third-party story, or how you're going through your own personal evolution and empowerment. It's the most powerful part of the sky. So, you know, Virgo, first of all, Venus is going to retrograde here from the 1st through the 27th. So you go into do-over mode in those realms about love or about money, personal income, or about beauty or pleasure. So maybe you'll run into a past love interest and it becomes intimate again, or maybe there is a potential to earn money through some outside financial resource that's coming back around as examples. You could be going back to the past and picking back up. You could be taking a break with the current situation. You could be reworking the current situation. So it's all a do-over. Then Mercury moves into this territory on the 3rd and will be taking you through here until the 29th. So again, most of the month, Mercury is in direct motion from the 3rd to the 15th. So this helps you hear from people, get into those talks or meetings, focus on the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions about these financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, third-party scenarios. Then from the 15th through the 29th, you're in Mercury retrograde there. You shift gears. You're going back to the past or reworking the current or taking a break and reassessing. And this will help you, you know, with the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, to go back over things. The sun moves into this territory on the 20th And Virgo, this puts a spotlight on you for 30 days. You're really standing out as, you know, the sexual attractive person, or you're standing out financially, or you're getting more involved. You're showing up and you're doing more about the loans or the debt or the inheritance or the taxes, etc. Or there's more that you're promoting for yourself in these realms or pursuing your own interests. Again, financial, sexual, divorce, third party. And then the new moon solar eclipse on the 29th is three times more powerful than a typical new moon to help launch you forward into something new, or help you take what you're doing and really move it forward into that next chapter, new direction. And so time to be proactive about what you want in these realms, with the financial, with the sexual, the reproductive, the divorce, the third party stories. And then the most interesting really for the month is that the day after the new moon kicks in, we have Neptune moving into this territory on the 30th. Neptune will be here till October 22nd and then leaves and comes back next year to stay for many, many, many years. So this is the first time many of us have experienced Neptune here. For Virgo, Neptune coming into this realm of sexuality could mean a lot more fantasy, a lot more spirituality, a lot more romance tied to that side of your life. Neptune coming into the financial realm could mean that you'll be dealing more with institutions or doing more research, and these things are going to be on board, you know, they're part of the story now. You know, you might deal with an institution for the divorce. You might bring something into the third-party scenario when you're trying to hash something out artistically. So Neptune brings spiritual, artistic, romantic, research, and institutional themes into what's going on with your finances, your sex life, your reproductive needs, your divorce, your third-party scenarios. So you're going to pay attention to what's happening around the 30th onward for these new influences. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 14th is in your sign, Virgo. So in the days leading up to that, you guys could have major breakthroughs, or you're wrapping up or ending something that's going on with you. You might be the center of attention. There might be something celebratory or that you're achieving. Or like I said, there could be something ending if you've had something going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. You're at a high point with that one way or the other around the mid-month. And then the last few days of the month, Venus and Mercury take their retrograde and move it out of Aries into Pisces. So, you know, the 27th and the 29th, respectively, these energies move in and take you into next month with your do-over. So, Virgo, this is going to shift your attention to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, any important relationships, and your do-over with love or money, beauty or pleasure, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions. So see who's showing up. All right, so for Libra, let's see here. You know, all this energy for you is relationship-oriented in the month of March, so it's all going to be about connections for you. This may be about romantic partnerships or business partnerships. It could be about clients or your audience. It could be about specialists and experts. It could be about agents, attorneys, or other representatives. It could be about competitors or opponents, or it could be about advocates. And so this is where it's going to be at for you guys. Venus retrogrades here from the 1st through the 27th. You may take a break when it comes to love or money from these people, or beauty or pleasure, or you might go back to the past and rekindle something in those realms. Or you might be reworking a current situation and really fine-tuning it. So you're in do-over mode for most of the month with that. Mercury moves into your relationship zone on the 3rd and will be there till the 29th. So from the 3rd to the 15th, it's moving forward. You're getting into talks and meetings. You're writing. You're in sales. You're looking at agreements. You're taking short trips. You're making decisions or fielding offers with these people. And then from the 15th through the 29th, Mercury retrogrades here, joining Venus. And so now you're in do-overs. You're slowing down. You're rethinking. You're reassessing. Maybe you'll release something. Maybe you'll go back to the past and rekindle. Maybe you'll rework. And again, now it's about the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the agreements, the decisions. So the sun then comes into this territory on the 20th and puts a big spotlight on you, Libra, for 30 days with these people. You're standing out. You've got the edge. You can get in there physically one-on-one with them, or you can make it personal and pursue your interests, promote your needs, involve your name, your title, your brand, your image. So connections, again, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, etc. The new moon solar eclipse on the 29th is in the same relationship realm. So Libra, this is incredibly powerful, giving you 2 weeks of forward momentum, helping you start some new relationships, start some new interests with current relationships, take current relationships forward into new chapters or directions. It's about forward momentum. If you need to eclipse something out that is blocking that forward momentum, it can help you with that. And so from the 29th onward. And then the very next day after the new moon eclipse starts, Neptune moves into this relationship arena, first time in our lifetimes. It's going to be there till October 22nd this year. It will come back next year and stay for many years. So it's going to be something new coming on board. So Libra, all of a sudden, when it comes to these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, etc., there is something Neptunian involved. So maybe there is more magic or mystery. Maybe there is more with the arts, film, music, painting, poetry. Maybe there's more spiritual or psychic connections. Maybe there's more karmic past life souls showing up over the years ahead. Maybe there is something with secrets, deceptions, or addictions, or boundary issues that you're going to be dealing with. Maybe there's something involving institutions with these folks. And so pay attention to what's coming on board from the 30th onward. It'll give you a clue where it's going to start out with for you. And then we have the full moon on the 14th. This is a really powerful one. It's bringing something to a climax for the Librans, with institutions, with research and development, with secrets or addictions, with anything artistic or romantic or spiritual. So big celebrations and achievements, or big endings and wrap-ups in those realms. And then finally, the last few days of the month, Mercury and Venus will retrograde out of the territory that we've been talking about into Pisces. So that's the 27th and the 29th onward, taking you into April. And so Libra, then your do-over is going to start focusing on work, health, animals, paperwork, co-workers, or hired help. So you could take a break. You could go back to the past and run back into past people or situations. You could, rework the current, whatever way you feel like going with that. You're going to start to see that come on board at the end of the month. All right, so for Scorpio, all of this Aries energy putting you guys in there, front and center, proactive, taking the lead with this stuff and doing a lot over as well. This is going to be about your work, your health, your animals, time to get in there and do something. Also could involve paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So Scorpio, Venus retrogrades in this territory on the 1st of March through the 27th. And so this is taking you back with a love interest or your money earning potential, or something with beauty or pleasure, and revisiting it or releasing it or reworking it through these realms. Mercury enters this territory on the 3rd through the 29th. Scorpio, from the 3rd through the 15th, this is in direct motion. So Mercury can help you hear the news, get into talks or meetings, focus on writing or sales or agreements, or field offers, or make decisions when it comes to your work, your health, your animals, any paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Then on the 15th, Mercury retrogrades. So now you have Venus and Mercury both retrograde here. Mercury's going to take you back from the 15th through the 29th to reassess, release, rework, rekindle something in those realms, and helping you hear from people, look at old ideas and projects, pick back up on old news and get into talks and meetings to get into your do-over there. On the 20th, the sun moves into this territory, puts a spotlight on you, Scorpio, for 30 days. You're really standing out. This can be you really getting physically active and proactive about what you want to do with your health, your body. This can be you putting yourself out there, promoting yourself, pursuing your interests when it comes to your image, your brand, your name, your title as it pertains to your work. It could be that you are kind of being noticed for work. It could be that you're putting your name on the paperwork. It could be, you know, that you're more physically involved with your animals, or your coworkers are hired help, not that they're in the same league. And so it just really gets you more involved. And the new moon solar eclipse on the 29th gives you the two most powerful weeks of the year to launch forward into something new in these realms, start the new diet, the new health regime, start the new job, pick up on the new work gig, you know, adopt the new animals, whatever, right? Or take what you're already doing and move it forward into that next chapter or new direction. On the 30th, Neptune moves into this realm, Scorpio. First time in your lifetime, first time for all of us. It's going to be there until October 22nd this year. Then it's going to move out and come back in January next year and stay for many, many, many years. So, Scorpio, Neptune coming into your work, Neptune coming into your health, Neptune coming into the animal arena. You know, this could mean there's more spirituality, there's more psychic interest, there's more research and development, there's more connection with institutions. There's something more artistic or something romantic coming into these realms. And so it can be very magical and inspired time for you. You know, Neptune on the challenging side are secrets and addictions and boundary issues, so you may have some of that to deal with in the years ahead. But overall, this is definitely a time to see this energy manifesting in these realms of life. We also have a full moon lunar eclipse on the 14th in Scorpio. This means something really big is climaxing with a friend, an associate, your groups, what you're doing online, with astrology, charities, parties, science, gatherings, your own aspirations or original projects. So you could be reaching the heights through achievements and celebrations, or you've reached the height through a culmination and you're ending something there. So watch the days leading up to that. And then at the end of the month, the 27th and the 29th, Venus and Mercury retrograde out of Aries and into Pisces. And so, Scorpio, for you, your do-over now starts to focus on the kids, a lover, your creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. So the past starts coming back around. You might be reworking something in the current. You might take a break from something in the current so that you figure out what stays, what goes, and what can be reworked. All right, so for Sagittarius, all this energy playing out in Aries for you is the creative field. It is your recreational pursuits. It is your love life and or lover. It is all about the kids. And so these areas of life are going to be in the forefront of your life throughout March, and there is a lot going on here. So first of all, Venus retrogrades in those realms starting on the 1st through the 27th. So you're slowing down and you're going back to revisit something from the past creatively, recreationally with the kids or your lover or your love life. Or there's something in the current scenario that you're reworking, or maybe you're taking a break and reassessing something, or maybe you're releasing something or something is exiting. So you're in do-over mode there. And then on the 3rd, Mercury moves into this same realm and will be there through the 29th. So the first half of it, up through the 15th, Mercury's direct. So you're getting into talks. You're meeting people. You're into sales or writing or offers or proposals or decisions involving lovers, kids, creative projects, recreational pursuits. And then on the 15th, Mercury retrogrades there through the 29th. And so, Sag, now you're slowing down, you're revisiting, you're reassessing, you're releasing, you're rekindling either the past or the present. And, you know, this will help you with the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions there to go back in your do-over over these themes. As always with retrogrades, watch out for mix-ups, miscommunications, malfunctioning items associated with these topics for you. They're there to slow you down so you figure this stuff out. On the 20th, the sun moves into this territory. Sag, putting a spotlight on you for the next 30 days. You are front and center with the lover, with the kids, with the creative endeavor, with the recreation. You're pursuing your interests. You're promoting yourself. You are shining your light. So you want to make the most of that. And by the 29th, we are going to see the new moon solar eclipse in this realm. And so, Sag, you know, this gives you two extremely powerful weeks to start something new or to take something you're involved with lovers, with kids, creative projects, recreational pursuits, and move that forward into new chapters, new directions. So be proactive with that. And if you need to eclipse out anything that would block that forward motion, that next chapter or new beginning, this can help with that. But it's all about what's new. And then Neptune on the 30th enters this territory. So this has not happened before in any of our lifetimes. It is going to be here until October 22nd this year. It's going to come back next year. I believe it's January 26th. It's going to be there for many, many, many years. So, you know, this is a new energy field influencing what's going on with your love life or lover, with your kids, with your creative endeavors and recreational pursuits. So it may bring more spirituality there, more psychic moments, more karmic souls. It may bring something more romantic or more artistic, the film, the music, the painting, the poetry. It may bring institutions involved in these realms of life. It may bring more research and development. And on the challenging side, you may deal with some secrets or some addictions in these realms. And so here you're going to watch what's coming on board at the end of the month for clues as to where this will start out for you. And then on the 14th, we have that full moon lunar eclipse for Sagittarius. This brings a very big culmination for you with your career, a big personal goal you've been striving for, your fame or reputation, or something going on with a boss, a parent, judge, director, teacher, or other authority figure in your life. So big achievements, breakthroughs, celebrations, or big wrap-ups and endings in those realms. And then the last couple days of the month, on the 27th and again on the 29th, Venus and then Mercury retrograde out of Aries and into Pisces. So your do-over then starts to focus more on the home, the family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, or real estate deals. Again, you may take a break from some of this. You may go back to the past and rework, rekindle, release something. Or you may be reworking something that is current in your life there. So see what that brings. All right, so for Capricorn, all this Aries energy for you guys, this month of March is going to be almost 100% about what's going on at home, with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, with family, with parents or roommates. And it may be a more highly emotional month for you, too, because the fourth house is in charge of that in your life. So, you know, Capricorn, first of all, Venus is going to retrograde here from the 1st through the 27th. So you slow down and you go back to the past, or you look at where you are currently and reassess, or you take a break. You know, it's a do-over. And so the past and the current are where it's at in those realms. And you're looking with Venus at where you are with love or income, or where you are with beauty or pleasure. So maybe you'll go back to an old income opportunity, or maybe love will return in one of these realms, or maybe you're going to beautify, go back to, you know, redecorate your house as an example or something, you know. So this is your do-over there. Then Mercury moves in on the 3rd, and will be there through the 29th, so most of the month. And Mercury is going to be all about helping you get into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions about the home, the real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So from the 3rd through the 15th, you're in forward motion there. Things are, you know, moving you ahead. Then on the 15th through the 29th, Mercury retrogrades there as well. So you go back into do-over mode. You need to readdress the old agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the talks, the meetings about these themes. You need to take a break. You need to rekindle something past. So that's how that lays out. Now, on the 20th, the sun moves into this same realm, puts a spotlight on you, Capricorn, for the next 30 days. You are showing up your front and center at home or with this real estate or with the family or the move or the renovation or the parents or the roommates. And you're pursuing your interests. You're promoting yourself. You're involving your image, your brand, your name, your title. You're physically there. You're going for what you want, and you have that edge. On the 29th, there is a new moon solar eclipse in this territory, 3 times more powerful than a typical new moon. You are launched forward for the next 2 weeks, helping you start new things in these realms or take what you're already involved in and really move them forward. And so if you need to eclipse something out to get to that, it can help you with that, but it's all about this new beginning or next level chapter. On the 30th, Neptune moves into this realm. So the first time in our lifetimes we're going to be hosting it there. We'll host it this year until October 22nd. It'll come back next year at the end of January and stay for many, many, many years. So Capricorn, this is going to bring more spirituality into the home or into the family dynamic or maybe through a roommate or a move, etc. Or it's going to bring more romance into this area of life. Or it's going to, you know, and that could be, you know, you have a romantic partner who moves into your home, or it could be that you decide you want to decorate more romantically, or both, you know, as examples. It is going to bring more artistry. So, you know, there could be more film, music, painting, poetry going on at the home or with the family or the roommates or the moves or the renovations, etc. If you'll put a great theater room in the home, I don't know. you have to be on guard for the challenging sides of Neptune. As always, every energy has both sides, so there could be secrets or deceptions, boundary issues, water issues, and or addictions that could play out in these same realms. So, you know, make sure you know what's going on there. But overall, it's a really powerful, intense influence. It also could bring more involvement with institutions in what you're doing with your home or your move or your real estate deals or a family member, that kind of thing. Or there could be more research that is aiding you in what you're doing in these realms as well. Now, the full moon on the 14th brings something to a climax for Capricorn with anything, a legal agreement, educational pursuit, any media or marketing interests, travel plans, distant situations, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you have big achievements, celebrations, breakthroughs in those areas, or you have a major ending, or you're wrapping up something you've been working on a long time, and so watch the days leading up to the 14th for that. And then at the end of the month, the 27th and 29th, we have Venus and then Mercury retrograding out of Aries and into Pisces, so the rest of your do-over taking you into April, Capricorn, is going to be in your third house of communication, so this could be, you know, back into old talks or meetings or sales or writing or interviews or auditions or offers or proposals. It could be do-overs with brothers or sisters or neighbors, with moves, with your vehicles, your electronics. So, you know, there could be something that glitches or there could be mix-ups and stuff, you know, in those realms, so watch out for that. But it is offering you the opportunity to go back and reassess, rehash, revisit, rekindle, release, rework something there. So that's when that gets underway. All right, so for Aquarius, all of this energy, my goodness sake, it's such a powerful month in Aries. And Aquarius, it's putting you front and center when it comes to your ideas, your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your agreements, your negotiations, your interviews or auditions, your short trips or local activities, what you're doing with flirtations, what you're doing with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, a move, your vehicles or electronics. So I tried to slow down saying that because there's so much. So Aquarius, Venus kicks us off on the 1st through the 27th, retrograding there. So you're going back to revisit anything about love or money through those realms. So maybe you'll run into an old love interest or you'll start talking about your love life in a current love relationship and rework something there. Maybe you'll take a break for a minute to figure something out. Maybe when it comes to money, some old agreement is reoffered or something about sales comes back across your path or you're in an interview and that comes back around, you know. So think of ways that you could revisit, release, rekindle, rework things in those realms. Mercury comes on board on the 3rd through the 29th. Now, Mercury rules this field. This is conversations. This is offers, sales, writing, meetings, ideas, flirtations, decisions. And so it really picks up the pace up through the 15th. You're in forward motion. A lot is happening. You're juggling a lot now, okay? And then on the 15th, Mercury retrogrades through the 29th, joins Venus in her retrograde in the same territory. And so you're really kind of slowing down a bit and going back to the past or reworking the current or taking a break or releasing something. So you're in double do-over mode through this realm. And so see where that takes you. On the 20th, the sun moves into this territory, puts a spotlight on you, Aquarius, for the next 30 days. you are front and center in these talks or meetings or interviews. You're front and center with the sales, the writing, the agreements, with the flirtations, with the moves, with the, you know, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. And so it helps you promote your interests, pursue what you want, stand out, shine, so make the most of that. And then on the 29th, we have the new moon solar eclipse in the same realm, giving you two extremely powerful weeks to launch forward into something new or to take what you're doing and move it into what comes next. You can eclipse out anything that blocks that forward progression, but it is all about the new. And then on the 30th, Neptune moves into this territory for the first time in all of our lifetimes. It's a really big deal, Aquarius. So it is going to bring more spirituality, more romance, and more artistry into your talks and meetings, into the flirtations, into the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decisions. It also could mean that there's more going on with institutions or research and development. It also could mean that there is more happening with secrets, deceptions, addictions that you can now talk about or make decisions about. Okay? So watch the 30th onward to see what this is going to be for you. The full moon on the 14th is a very powerful full moon eclipse. Aquarius bringing a big celebration, breakthrough, achievement, or ending, having to do with something financial in your life, something sexual, reproductive, about a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party story in your life. And then in the last few days of the month, the 27th and 29th, Venus and then Mercury are going to retrograde out of Aries and into Pisces. So now your do-over starts to focus on personal income, your purchases, your products or possessions. So maybe a lost item comes back around. Maybe an old income opportunity comes back around. Maybe you quit your current income or let go. Maybe there's something that you are revisiting about what you want to do with your possessions, you know, or your products. So it is going to allow you to go into do-over mode there. Watch the last few days of the month for clues as to where that will take you in April. All right, so for Pisces, all this Aries energy is in your second house of values, how you're being valued, how you value others, how your values align with others, what's going on with your valuables, your possessions, what's going on with your purchases, what's going on with your personal income. All of this is going to be ramped up in March. So Venus retrogrades here, the 1st through the 27th. Slowing you down and asking you to revisit or reassess or release or rework something about the money in those situations or about the love or about the beauty or the pleasure there. And so you may be going back to the past and picking back up on something, or you may be getting better closure, or you may be taking a break, or you may be reworking the current there. So this is going to help you go there. On the 3rd, Mercury moves into this territory and will be there till the 29th. So Pisces, you know, for the first half of the month until the 15th, Mercury is moving forward here, helping you get into talks and meetings and sales, writing, interviews, offers, and making decisions about your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions. But then on the 15th, Mercury retrogrades through the 29th. And so the second half, it's slowing you down. It's joining Venus in the retrograde, but Mercury wants you to focus on the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the talks, the meetings, the decisions about your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, or those value questions, you know? And so you'll hear from a lot of people from the past, or you'll take a break, or you'll exit something, or you'll rework the current there through all that communication and commerce. The sun moves into this territory on the 20th and will put a spotlight on you here, Pisces, for 30 days. You are standing out. You are front and center. You're physically there making the money or doing something with your possessions or products or making the purchases. Or your name, your title, your brand, your image is involved. Or you're pursuing and promoting yourself and your needs there and having that edge. By the 29th, the new moon solar eclipse kicks into gear early in the morning. It'll give you 2 weeks of the most powerful launch forward, helping you start anything new or helping you take what you're already involved in and moving that ball forward over the next couple weeks, having to do with income, purchases, products, possessions, or your values. And then on the 30th, Neptune, your personal ruler, Pisces, is going to move into this realm of income, purchases, products, and possessions, and values for the first time in all of our lifetimes. And it's going to be there until October 22nd this year. Then it's going to come back next year at the end of January and stay for many, many, many years. So, Pisces, this means that when it comes to making money or what you're doing with your purchases, possessions, or products, there may be more of a spiritual influence or a magical or psychic influence, or there may be more romance involved in these realms, or maybe more artistry, maybe film, music, painting, poetry, dance. Maybe there are some secrets or addictions or deceptions or boundary issues that you'll need to watch for in those realms. Maybe you'll be dealing more with institutions, or there'll be more research open to you to help you with making money or your purchases or products or possessions. So you want to watch what's coming on board on the 30th and the days after to get clues as to how this is going to enhance your income, your purchases, your products, possessions, or if there is something that you need to catch that's going on there. The full moon on the 14th is going to bring a very powerful climax in your relationship zone. So this could be about a romantic partner or a business partner. It could be about your clients. It could be about a specialist, expert, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, or any other important one-on-one relationship. And so Pisces, big achievements, celebrations, breakthroughs, or really big endings or wrap-ups going on with these people. And so that could be in the days leading up to the 14th. And then finally, at the very end of the month, the 27th and 29th, Venus and then Mercury take their retrograde out of Aries and into your sign, Pisces. So the last few days of March and going into April, your do-over is about yourself. What do you want to readdress about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your personal needs? This is going to give you the chance to revisit love or money or beauty or pleasure there, or get into those talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about you. So watch what's coming on board at the very end of the month. And so that's it, guys. Zoe Moon, I hope it's a great March for everybody. I wish everybody the best, and we'll be back next month. Talk to you then.